reported, U.S. reaction to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been fast and to the point.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
President Biden within the past hour.
What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
Mr. Biden says Navalny could have lived safely in exile, but chose to stay in Russia instead.
He bravely stood up to the corruption, the violence, and all the bad things that the Putin government was doing.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
For more than a decade, Russian government, Putin, have persecuted, poisoned, and imprisoned Alexei Navalny. And now, reports of his death.
Navalny was serving a 19-year sentence in an Arctic penal colony. Prison officials say his cause of death is, quote, being established. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is cracking down on sex trafficking. The state assembly yesterday passed a package of bills that came out of the speaker's task force on the issue, Democratic Representative Jill Billings.
Kids who are human trafficked are victims. They're not criminals, and we should not be charging them with the crime of prostitution.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods and sold under a dozen different brand names. Two people are dead and two dozen people are in the hospital across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are indications of progress towards homicide charges in connection to the deaths of a married couple at an Elkhorn bar. Online jail records from Walworth County show that Thomas Rout Jr. is being held on three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, along with armed robbery and felon in possession of a firearm charges. The bodies of two individuals, Gina and Emerson Weingart, were discovered in that sports bar. Rout's attorney has identified him as the person of interest in the case, and as of now, no formal charges have been filed. Efforts are underway to establish a dedicated adults-only section at libraries in Kenosha County. A county committee recently endorsed the proposal to segregate books containing adult themes and content into a separate section. The full Kenosha County Board is scheduled to vote on the proposal in the coming week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
The Bucks lose in Memphis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss in Memphis. Giannis had 35 points, 12 assists, his 43rd double-double of the season. The Grizzlies have been plagued with injuries. 18 different starters this year, the most in the NBA. How did the Bucks perform? Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad until we needed to be. We gifted like five threes in a row where we were standing there. But listen, that was the least of our problems.
College hoops, number 4th ranked Marquette, on the road tomorrow against the UConn Huskies, the number 1 ranked team in the nation. The Badgers will try and snap a 4-game losing streak when they play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. In women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 49 points in a 106-89 win over Michigan. Clark now the most points ever scored in a woman's college career, 3,569, surpassing Kelsey Plum. Caitlin Clark receiving congratulations from Billie Jean King, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 14 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, also fielding your phone calls. It is a TGIF Friday, February 16th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour 2 of the big program, Mr. Zommers, TGIF.
TGIF?
What's people are asking, what's on your shirt? You know, Mr. Zommers is known for wearing interesting t-shirts. And today, Mr. Zommers?
Yes, today it is a shirt from the Atlantic Brass Quintet Summer Seminar from 2018. I went to Lawrence University. Didn't actually finish my degree because, you know, COVID, doing mute. Right. Turns out playing instruments in a room together when there's a pandemic going on kind of sucks. So right. I decided to table that for a while. But anyway, the trombone professor there, Tim Albright, is part of the Atlantic Brass Quintet. Fantastic ensemble. They run a summer seminar every year. That year it was at Lawrence because it was his first year teaching there. Right. It's a pretty cool shirt.
It's these cool
really
shirt.
Like blocky designs of the different instruments in the brass quintet.
We have a tuba, you have a trombone, a trumpet, a French horn.
And another trumpet.
And another trumpet. All right. Very good. Well done. Very good. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join us here on the program, want to continue on just a little bit longer in this hour, the main topic for the first hour, and that is that last night, 60 Minutes released a clip of Anderson Cooper interviewing Andrew Hitt. Andrew Hitt from Richland Center, Wisconsin, same hometown as me. Went on to be the chief counsel to former Governor Scott Walker, Republican, particularly during Act 10 and those dark times at the Capitol. Then went on, of course, he's an attorney already. Then went on to work for Michael Best law firm here in Madison, well known, particularly amongst Republicans, and became the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. In fact, he's the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, and got caught with his political pants down when it was revealed that he was one of the main people, one of the main fake electors who met in the Capitol after the 2020 election that was, in fact, free, fair. As Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, said, Joe Biden won the election. Donald Trump lost the election. And it's come out in deposition since that Andrew Hitt was texting and talking to past and current Republican Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Mark Jefferson, whom I also know. And these texts were revealed. I don't have them in front of me right now, so I'm paraphrasing. But basically, they were saying, why are we doing this? You know, what are they thinking? You know, these guys are wrong.
They admitted to one another in what they thought were private texts, Andrew Hitt and Mark Jefferson, that this whole fake electors thing was ridiculous. They knew it was wrong. And yet they did it anyway. And now it comes out in this 60 Minutes clip that we played for you before. Want to play it one more time, Mr. Zomers? Let me know when it's ready. It's ready. That's how good Mr. Zomers is. We'll play it one more time for those of you joining us here in the second hour. This is the clip from 60 Minutes coming up this week with Anderson Cooper and Andrew Hitt.
Beautiful kids, Andrew. Good, good. I'm going to blame you, Andrew, if they don't do it.
Can you imagine the repercussions on myself, my family, if it was me, Andrew Hitt, who prevented Donald Trump from winning Wisconsin?
You're saying you were scared.
It was not a safe time. If my lawyer is right, and the whole reason Trump loses Wisconsin is because of me, I would be scared to death.
Now, we didn't talk about it before, but did you hear that qualifier? And if you're an attorney, or like me, you've worked with attorneys and in a law firm, that qualifier basically is the most important part of that whole clip. Andrew Hitt said, if my attorney is right, quote unquote, if my attorney is right, in other words, I'm not saying this, but my attorney told me this. And boy, if my attorney's right, very cagey by Mr. Hitt. Now look, at the first hour, I said we grew up in the same town. His mom was my babysitter. His dad was my algebra teacher. Know the family well. Andrew Hitt is not intellectually stupid. He's an attorney and a pretty smart one. His specialty is election law. And the fact that he knew what was going on, and quite frankly, this is just my opinion. I think this whole thing with the kind of the whole Scott Walker group, that really close-knit group. Remember, Scott Walker's dad was a Baptist minister. And they kind of wrapped themselves in this very overt, far-right, evangelical Christianity. I was kind of more brought up that your faith was something personal that you shared with people at the appropriate time. But these folks are very overt about it. And they kind of, it becomes kind of cult-ish, basically. And Andrew's mom, and this is totally serious, she was dealing with a health issue. And I personally believe that Andrew Hitt was pulled into all this Walkerism and stuff because his mom wasn't doing well. And they were doing all this, you know, religious stuff. That doesn't excuse what he did. I'm just saying, I think that was part of how he got sucked into it. But he's not intellectually stupid. He knew exactly what he was doing. And before the break, we had a caller call in and ask the question, well, you know, basically, why didn't, if Andrew Hitt's so smart, why didn't he remove himself from this? We are in a dangerous time where fascism truly is creeping into little cat's feet, as our friend likes to say. Also, our friend reminds us that we have to know history. And someone asked us here, a caller before the break, if I knew of any times in pre-World War II where people would stand up to this stuff. Look, I am not a hero, okay? I know that. But I at least was taught and raised well. Have a great mom who used to, as kids, would tell my sister and I, use your wisdom. Question things. Does it feel right? I actually had a great United Methodist pastor, Sarah Cheney, who used to drive me crazy sometimes because she knew I was very much into Republican politics, and she would ask me questions that would frustrate me because they challenged me. And it was one of the best things in my life because I think if a person who cares about you, if they challenge you, sometimes you'll come away from that challenge thinking, no, I'm pretty sound in what I believe in. But sometimes you come away thinking, yeah, that doesn't add up even to my own ethos, my own character. So in 2011, when I was in a closed Republican caucus meeting and heard Republican Wisconsin senators start talking about voter suppression bills guised as voter ID bills. And former state senator Mary Lozick stood up and told her Republican colleagues behind closed doors, hey, we need to think about what this would mean to places like Milwaukee and the college campuses, close quote. What she meant was, if we get these bills through, it will suppress the vote for black and brown people in Milwaukee and also for young people on college campuses throughout the state, areas that predominantly go Democratic, which will help us, in Mary Lozick's, former Senator Lozick's words, to win elections. It made me physically ill, and it was why I left the Republican Party, because I'm like, look, I didn't sign up for that. I'm not going to be a part of something that is intentionally taking away a fellow American's constitutional right to vote. And that's why I left. That does not make me a hero. I'm just saying, giving an example that at least I was raised in a way that gave me common sense to question things. And when it got to that point, I walked away. And that was long before Trump in 2011. Andrew, I can tell you from firsthand experience, was raised in a way where he should have known the same. He should have known better. He chose to ignore those warnings and do what he did on his own volition. But there were heroes to the caller's question prior to World War II. Look, I'm not like my friend who knows history very well as he does. But there's this great site called bestdiplomats.org, bestdiplomats.org. And it reminds us, in the center of occupied Europe, pre-World War II and into World War II, resistance movements developed as a representation of firm persistence. The daring spirit of resistance is embodied in the courageous actions of heroes like Jan Karski, who entered the Warsaw ghettos to witness the Holocaust, or Nancy Wake, who is dubbed the White Mouse for avoiding the Gestapo. The resistance was a tapestry created by people from several countries, including Violet Szabo of the British Special Operations Executive and Jean Moulin, the head of the French Resistance. Their experiences vividly depict resistance to oppression and the tenacity of people who refused to be silent. Their bravery not only protected the values we uphold, but also serve as a timeless reminder that the human spirit can still shine brightly, even during the worst of circumstances. How about Witold Pilek, Polish officer and intelligence operative, willingly agreed to be taken prisoner, and held in Auschwitz to learn more about the concentration camps and planned resistance activities. He recorded the crimes perpetrated there and made escapes possible, giving the Allies crucial intelligence. He persisted in the fight against the Nazi dictatorship after his escape. Witold Pilek. Just a couple of examples. Now, not every person has to be a hero like those people I just mentioned. But the key line there was refusal to be silent. That is why we're here, to give a voice to you. Because together, our voices rise. The truth rises to the top. My granddad, who was a dairy farmer, used to say, don't worry, the cream always rises to the top, and it does. Back with your phone calls after this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, The Allballs Show for a Friday, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Next week, going to be a busy one. Have a pre-recorded show on Monday. Mr. Zahmer and I are doing that tomorrow, us. And then Tuesday, the plan is to either be in Wausau, probably Chippewa Falls, do the show there on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Mr. Zahmer, will bring you live coverage from the 50th annual Birkenbeiner Ski Race from beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. So looking forward to that. Although, because of a lack of snow and the cold temperatures and the El Nino, it's not going to be from Cable to Hayward like it usually is. And we had it all set up because usually this big race finishes right downtown Hayward, about a half a block from where our studios are up there. It would be spectacular. But Mother Nature, global warming have not cooperated. But however, thank goodness the temperatures are at least low enough where they can make snow and then they're going to truck it. They're literally going to truck it in. So there you go. That'll be fantastic.
You got to do what you got to do. The show must go on.
Looking forward to being up at the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner. We'll be up there having reports. Going to be filling in for Pat Kreitlow also from 6 until 8 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then our show from noon until 3. One more week, noon until 3 for us. And then we go back to 2 hours, noon until 2. And again, Maggie Dawn will be taking over two until three. There's too many things going on.
Two until four.
Thank you. Well, I don't know what I said.
Be noon to two. She'll be two to four.
I'm just gonna show up when they tell me. I'm gonna start when they tell me, and I'm gonna stop when they tell me.
That works.
That's all I'm gonna do. Invite your calls on a Friday, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Be happy to hear from you on a Friday. Other major story breaking this morning, which we touched on a little bit with our friend Karina, who originally is from Russia. I thought she said this so very well last hour. We'll repeat it for her. That the opposition leader in Russia, Alexei Navalny, has died. Russia claiming that he fell ill after taking a walk, claimed that they tried to revive him and he died. Most experts in Russian relations agree Navalny was murdered by Vladimir Putin. I don't think it's ironic or a coincidence that this happens the same week that Donald Trump gives a speech on the campaign trail as the leading and presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, and says he would tell Russia, quote, to do whatever the hell they want, unquote. Also the same week that Republicans in the House of Representatives under Moscow Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, are not able to pass a Ukrainian aid bill that did pass on a bipartisan vote in the United States Senate. And the same week, Putin appears to have murdered Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, the one person in Russia that Putin actually feared. It's not a coincidence all these things happened in the same week. What is being telegraphed to Vladimir Putin, with a wink and a nod, and maybe not even so much as that. I mean, Trump literally said, quote, do whatever the hell you want, unquote. And as Karina, our caller from Milwaukee, our listener from Milwaukee, said earlier, as someone who lived there, who grew up there, this is reality. All right? This is reality. This is what Putin does. And this is the type of behavior we can expect under a MAGA dictatorship. I mean, Trump is already talking about going after media outlets if he gets another term. He's already talked about being people's retribution, unquote. He already has said he'll be a dictator, but then qualified it and said, but only on day one. Already talked about on the record pulling out of NATO. I mean, I don't know what more people want from this guy to be more. I mean, he's actually telling us what he's going to do. It's straight out of the Russian playbook, straight out of Putin's playbook. This is what's coming under a second Trump administration if he were to get it. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dick calling in from Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Little off topic, but it's about him as well, I think. Have you seen what's going on with Jim Jordan and this her that put out the thing on Biden?
A little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to have a kangaroo court, you know, the House,
right?
And they're going to interview him. Now, you know as well as I do, that's going to be nothing more than more bashing of the president. And, you know, and here's a guy, Jordan, who couldn't even, when subpoenaed, show up. But he gets to hold this ridiculous thing. I think it's next week already.
Yeah. They talk about it.
They're going to call in this guy.
Which I find interesting, Dick, because they've adjourned the House basically for a floor session until the end of March.
But Todd, you know the way they're reacting for a sideshow.
I should say until the end of February. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but for a sideshow, they'll reopen.
Right.
This is just, you know, it's more of the same. And like you said, I mean, if he were to get in office, I'm sure he'd go after the likes of MSNBC, PBS, shut them down. And come up with his version of Pravda or whatever they call it in Russia.
Right. No, I think you're right, Dick. I really appreciate the phone call. No, Dick's absolutely right that this is all being coordinated by Donald Trump. Whatever's happening in the House of Representatives, the Republican side, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is a well-known acolyte of Donald Trump, and we talked about this yesterday, within the ranks of the Republican Party. People who have been around for a while are like, wait a minute, what's going on? Remember, Paul Ryan had been the chairman of the Budget Writing Committee, and chaired two committees, new people, when he became Speaker. John Boehner, his predecessor, committee chair, been around for a while, new people. Kevin McCarthy. No one was a more prolific fundraiser for House Republicans than Kevin McCarthy. Had built relationships, had been on committees. This guy, Mike Johnson, he was a backbencher, as they call him. Never chaired a committee. Wasn't really known or liked in Congress. Was plucked from obscurity by the MAGA Trump faction. And the reason that he became Speaker is because Donald Trump said it was okay. Remember the guy from Minnesota? Trump was like, nope, no, not him. Not going to happen. Same way with the Ukraine bill, the immigration bill. Trump said, no, don't do that because it'll make Democrats and Joe Biden look good in an election year. It is the do-nothing Congress. Do-nothing Derek Van Orden. From the 3rd District in Wisconsin, the western side of the state, they don't want to do anything. As Trigvi also reminds us, Tommy Thompson's fond of saying, there are two kinds of politicians. Those that want to do and those that want to be. The MAGAs are a bunch of beers. Back on the other side, it's the Todd Lobel Show for Friday.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now, so we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. Wisconsin is taking the first step toward enshrining limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the state constitution. A proposed constitutional amendment passed the state assembly yesterday. The next step would have to be to pass the Senate this year, but the upper house is only in session a few more days. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In the span of less than a week, two Racine area liquor stores were targeted in break-ins. The suspects, according to police, got in through the roof and stole thousands of dollars from the ATMs at both locations. Surveillance footage captured the thief sliding down a ladder, crawling on the floor, and attempting to access cash registers. The city of Milwaukee is moving towards a solar solution to achieve its energy goals and using land in Racine County to do it. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports We Energies is planning to build two large solar arrays, one near the airport, the other in Caledonia. The $30 million project is still in the committee review process, with the city aiming to claim ownership of the electricity produced through its Renewable Pathways pilot program. The initiative includes the requirement that the project be completed by unemployed or underemployed city residents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
Yeah, Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now.
Fruit.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Netflix has proven to be very successful picking around the scrap heap of other networks. People magazine reports that the network's latest effort is the Tina Fey-produced Girls 5 Eva. The show originally ran on Peacock but was canceled after two seasons despite glowing reviews and a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. This season's trailer promises the biggest comeback, well, Eva. I can't pull that off. The six-episode third season of Girls 5 Eva drops March 14th on Netflix. There are some achy-breaky hearts in the Cyrus family. The New York Post reports that Billy Ray Cyrus has reached out several times to his pop icon daughter Miley to make amends. Miley's snub of her father during her acceptance speech at the 2024 Grammys did not go unnoticed. Friends close to the family say the Cyrus kids have chosen sides since their parents' divorce, with Miley aligning with her mother, Tish. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 14 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now.
Fruit.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Like, great to have you along with us on a Friday, February 16th, 2024, 34 minutes past the hour now of 2 o'clock. It is an incredible, wonderful world, right?
Yeah, generally. I mean, we were talking about how bad the world was before this. And so, of course, I played that.
Well, you know, I mean, but all in all, I mean, you got to be thankful. It's
yes,
like Kira Sabin,
I do
you know,
agree.
An
I do
attitude
agree.
Of gratitude, right? I mean, there are bad things that happen, but, you know, that's fine. Quick reminder when you will call in, because there are a couple of people calling in, if you block your number or it says, like, you know, unrecognizable or whatever, then, you know, unfortunately, we can't take those calls. We want to know who you are, you understand? So make sure that you're not having your caller block your name ID block on when you call in. Always a good idea. And just, you know, hang on the line a little bit because Mr. Zomers will get to you. He's a busy guy over there, keeping us on the air and mixing the music and your phone calls as well. Looking down high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in the capital city of Madison right now. Lots of people, Mr. Zomers, on the sidewalk. I think there's some events going on, Overture or whatever. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard some yelling outside earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
Busy day here in Madison. It is 36 past the hour. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave calling in on Madison, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Dave calling in from Madison. Appreciate you calling in, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, the Navalny thing is definitely on my mind. Woke up today. I saw the headline in the New York Times. This is what Ukraine has in store for it. If Ukraine is defeated, and the Russians, you know, they're nasty. They rape and pillage wherever they go, or at least that's the record thus far for the last 100 years. Yeah, the Republicans definitely. They're, you know, they used to be. We used to compete. The Democrats used to compete with the Republicans as to, you know, who's the least soft on communism. So it's, you know, really, really a dramatic change. Now you have Donald Trump who's going around saying we're not going to defend 2/3 of our NATO allies, which are the ones that haven't reached the 2% GDP for defense spending on defense thresholds. I mean, yeah, 2/3 of them. You know, there's nothing in the NATO treaty that allows that, and it's not a treaty based on dues. That has nothing to do with it. We, you know, to threaten to unilaterally abrogate our defense pact, that has kept the rules-based Western order going for 75 years or approximately, is just horrible. You know, we also have, Europe now is talking about, they're going to need to, defend themselves. So they're talking about nuclear weapons, which would be an absolute proliferation catastrophe. It already is. They're already talking about it. And China's, China's looking at this too.
Right.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate the call. Dave in Madison, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your favorite Apple or Android store. Dave brings up a couple of different points, good ones, and it's a good reminder to just remind myself and all of us the stakes that we are looking at here in 2024. And Trygve Olsen, who appears on this program on Wednesdays, who has spent significant time working in Eastern Europe, taking on the Belarusians, taking on the Russians, has been banned by Vladimir Putin because of his work trying to expand democracy in that part of the world. And Trygve has said the reason that we talk about what's happening in Ukraine, amongst others, but one of the main reasons we talk about this, and this comes from a guy who knows the thinking of Vladimir Putin and those around him. Trygve had said that if Vladimir Putin could do what he is doing in Ukraine to places like Pewaukee, or Sparta or Ashland or Wausau or Green Bay or Madison or Milwaukee or Richland Center. He would. And this idea that, well, this is way over there. It's somebody else's problem. Let them worry about it. It's the same thing people thought to a degree before World War II. Well, I mean, it's just a discrepancy with Hitler and those people over in Europe. If we do not stop Vladimir Putin in Ukraine, it will continue. Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia. And at that point, because of the NATO Treaty, Article 5, we will be sucked into it. And the amount of money that we spend on defense, the amount of money that we're being asked for Ukraine, it's like 5%. Now, what Wisconsinites need to ask themselves, is it better to spend 5% of our overall national defense budget to help Ukraine stop Vladimir Putin? Or should we oppose that, let Putin win his war on Ukraine, and then have the very high probability and risk of getting into a boots-on-the-ground war where Wisconsin men and women will be killed? And to Dave's point, not to mention what could happen with China. I think we all get comfortable, right? And I get it. As somebody who's kind of a political and news nerd, friends of mine say, Todd, I just can't do it. It's too overwhelming. Hung out with some friends of mine recently. They're like, we just don't watch that much news or listen to it because it's too depressing. I get that. That's why we try to bring good stories as well. But we also just can't ignore the realities of what's going on. That's part of the game plan, quite frankly, of Trumpism, is to confuse us, to frustrate us, to get us all riled up. Everybody's a Nazi. Everybody's a fascist. Everybody's attacking democracy. They try to gaslight so that we don't know what the reality is, so we ignore everything. And then they can do their bidding. And that's why it's important to have outlets. I don't say this just because I work for the company. It's important to have outlets like Civic Media who are not controlled by corporate conglomerates so that we can pursue the truth. So we can bring you the facts and let you decide for yourself. One of the facts coming out today, great story in the Washington Post by Philip Bump. Headline, remember the Biden bribe allegation? DOJ now says it was made up. At the beginning of May, Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, and Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, sent a letter to the Department of Justice making a stunning accusation. Evidence existed of, quote, an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions, unquote. The letter called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to make the verifiable, valuable evidence public. For several months, Comer, in particular, publicly pushed for the release of an FBI interview. An interview form documenting the allegation, an allegation provided by the Bureau, to the Bureau rather, by an informant who claimed to have been told about the bribe by a Ukrainian businessman. Grassley slowly leaked out new details from the interview document, such as the claim that there might be a telephone recording of the parties involved in the alleged bribe, including President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Eventually, Grassley released the whole document. But now, as being reported by the Washington Post and others, as it turns out, the Justice Department was working on the verifiability of the allegation. And yesterday, it unsealed an indictment. The informant, who alleged that he'd been told about the bribe, had allegedly made the whole thing up.
What?
No. You've got to be kidding. There's no way.
It was a ruse.
There's no way that
it was a lie.
Self-conflicting mess of a story that had no detail at all was made up.
As it turns out, Mr. Zammers, it was. At the outset, the indictment summarizes the action of the FBI informant, a man named Alexander Smirnoff. Also makes a great vodka. Smirnoff, it alleges, transformed his routine and unextraordinary business contacts with Burisma in 2017 and later into bribery allegations against Joe Biden, the presumptive nominee of the two major political parties for president, after expressing his bias against Biden and his candidacy. Burisma, as you may know, is the firm that employed Hunter Biden as a board member, leading to a truly staggering array of political problems for his father. Smirnoff claimed that he spoke to a Burisma founder and had been told about multi-million-dollar bribes that had been made to the Bidens. And now it turns out all of it was made up. I mean, this is just stunning. That you could take down, attempt a presidential candidate, a man who Republican Lindsey Graham said, one of the finest men God ever made, unquote, of Joe Biden. And a son that has admitted he has struggled with addiction and other problems in his life, but has now since cleaned himself up. And I said from the start on this show, if there are legitimate allegations, evidence against any of the Bidens, including President Biden, suss it out, investigate it. And if there are warrant charges, file them and have a day in court. And now, as it turns out, the Justice Department reports that all of the Biden bribe allegations were made up. This is what we're dealing with, you guys. The amount of misinformation, the amount of lies, and the fact you have somebody like Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, a guy who's been around forever. We started off earlier talking about Andrew Hitt, a guy who knows what's going on, was not duped into anything. Chuck Grassley has been around forever. He knows what's going on. And even Chuck Grassley participated in these lies.
I would love to sit down with people like Andrew Hitt, more so Chuck Grassley, other people spreading all these lies, and just be like, okay, listen, I know, as Todd says, as other people say, I may have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. I know you weren't either. You're not an idiot. Or if you are, God help you. But come on, did you think you were doing the right thing? Why did you go along with this? What's wrong with you?
I know. It's astounding. And again, it goes back to this political fear, but also in some cases, physical fear for people's lives. That you either go along with Trumpism, MAGAism, or, I mean, you're on the outs. That's it. There is no middle ground. There's no pragmatic politician for these MAGA people, these politicians, these people at the top. Look what happened to Senator Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, one of the second most conservative member of the United States Senate by voting record. He had the audacity to co-sponsor an actual immigration bill that would get results. And he's being canceled by his own Republican Party in Oklahoma for having the audacity to reach out and be bipartisan and be pragmatic. The MAGA Republicans are the do-nothing Congress. They only want to be. They don't want to do. Back after this, the Todd Ball Show.
You're listening
listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Allbaugh, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is a fantastic song. Do you know this one of my favorite songs?
I did not know it was one of your favorite songs.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Very, very good.
It's fantastic. It's a great song. It's a great, like, do nothing day song. Just chill out.
Or every day if you're if you work in the MAGA caucus.
Have big plans for the weekend, Mr. Zomers?
You know?
I know what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing tomorrow.
We're recording the show tomorrow, you know, for Monday. Any other plans?
What am I doing? I swear
it's been one of those kind of weeks, right? Where it's just like, I got to take a minute to think about it.
Yeah, I swear I planned something else, but honestly, I don't remember. So I'm banking on the fact that it's something that either I wrote down somewhere or that my roommates are also doing, so that when I get home, they can be like, what are you doing, Aaron? We have this going on. Because I do not remember.
That's fine. No worries. Coming up next hour, we are filling in the 2 o'clock time slot. This is going to be fantastic. Our crack staff here has come up with a great piece called When's the Last Time You Went Without Your Cell Phone for a Day? A day. Can you remember, Mr. Somers?
I can't put a specific date on it, but I know there have been days that I've gone without it. Like, mostly if, let's say I was going up north and going ice fishing. Right. Like, there's no reason to bring your phone out ice fishing. The cold's bad for the battery. And what are you going to do? Take your hands out of your gloves and then you just get frostbite trying to use your phone.
Right, right.
Like, so that might be the last time, or some other kind of camping thing where I was just like, whatever, and turn off the phone, throw it in the backpack.
I'm going to have to think about this really hard. When's the last day I went an entire day without looking at my cell phone? I will think about it. We're going to talk about that, ask the question, ask for your input as well next hour. So stay tuned for that. Looking forward to that. Also coming up this weekend, don't forget Wisconsin men's basketball back on the road at Iowa. Hoping for a Frantrum. The coach down there, his name is Fran. Well, his name is Fran.
Right.
He has a very short fuse.
Yes, I remember.
And the best part about any Badger Iowa men's basketball game is seeing if there'll be a Frantrum. I bet there's bets in Vegas, like what quarter will or what half will happen in what point. So looking for a Frantrum as the Iowa Hawkeyes will host our Wisconsin Badgers. Tip off set for 1:15 tomorrow. You can hear it on the Civic Media Radio Network, either in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory. If you don't live in one of those fine communities, you can stream it on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device and listen in. I always tell people to do it on WRCE News from the Center, Wisconsin Badger Basketball, tomorrow on the Civic Media app at 1:15. It is now 53 minutes past the hour. Time once again for Board Game of the Week. We'll be right back.
once again for Board Game of the Week.
And allow me to paint a picture for you.
Yeah.
So it's a romantic evening. This is my Valentine's Day special.
Oh, all right.
Board Game of the Week. It's a romantic evening. You've popped open the wine, candlelit room, and the most romantic thing I can think of is to go and investigate occult rituals, strange disappearances, otherworldly sea monsters,
with
eldritch horror.
I have no room to talk here, by the way. But with all due respect, is it any wonder you're single? I mean, I just posed the question. I did not do that. That was him doing it to himself.
Yes, that was me. No, but no.
And I have no room to talk. I'm single as well. But
no, all sarcasm aside, though, this game, Arkham Horror, the card game. Yes, that's what it's about. It's a spooky game based on, you know, like Cthulhu, all the weird elder gods or whatever, like spooky cult stuff. So if you're not into that, this probably won't get very far. But it's a very fun, deep game that has a campaign. So it's not you sit down and play it once. It's an ongoing story. So you sit down and play it and get another chapter through the story. And so that makes it great for couples because it's two players. And obviously you see each other often enough that you can play it enough times to get through the whole story.
Sure.
So it's a card game. It's what's called a living card game. That means that there is a collection of cards that you buy. You buy the box, maybe an expansion or whatever, and that's it. And then you make decks out of those cards. But you don't have to, like, it's not random. You know what cards you're getting.
Sounds a bit complicated.
It is fairly complicated.
Good. I'm like, is it just me or what?
And each session takes 1 to 2 hours to play usually. So it's a time commitment, but I think that figuring out that puzzle, doing that investigation with your significant other, great bonding experience.
True, absolutely.
And I know some of my friends have done this game as couples, and they've loved it. So I'm not just making this up. This is an opinion held by people who are not single as well.
All right, very good.
And it costs about $25, depending on sales. Sometimes maybe it might be 20, might be 30. It really depends. But it's been out for long enough that the price varies, and you can probably find it for $20.
$20-$25 is called?
Arkham Horror, the card game.
God bless you. Today's Board Game of the Week. There you go. Fantastic. All right. Well, a couple minutes now left in this portion of the show. Again, we have a special bonus hour coming up from 2 until 3. One more week of that, Mr. Somers. We'll be on 3 hours all of next week. And then, of course, coming up on the 26th, Maggie Dawn will take the time slot from 2 until 4. So appreciate all the extra work here the last few days here, Mr. Somers, doing this third hour.
And from you as well.
Well, it's you're never going to get a complaint from Toddy when I get to be with folks on the radio for another hour. I mean, it's fun.
It is a fun time.
The best part of the day when you get to be on the air and talk to folks, listen to folks. So looking forward to our, and again, we're coming up next hour. I'm really looking forward to this. Looking forward to your phone calls as well. When was the last time that you went without your cell phone for a day? We're going to talk about the next hour. Also, going to give you some good news. There's actually some bipartisanship happening in the closing round of the legislative session here a block away. Republicans and Democrats actually are working together. We're going to give you a couple of bills on artificial intelligence and sex trafficking, where Republicans and Democrats came together, and give you a little good news. Always good to end on a good note. I appreciate everything you've done, Mr. Somers, this week, and for all of our listeners as well. I am thankful for sun as I look out the window here, and thankful that I'm getting a little bit better health. Are you, Mr. Somers?
Yeah, me too. Not the health part. I'm fine, but...
All right, stay tuned for hour number 3 of the Todd Allmoles Show. Take us to the other side, Bruno Mars. It's the Todd Allmoles Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is
go.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Monday and Tuesday at 8 AM for special guest host Stu Daniels. I'm Earl Ingram.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Alba, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. response to the announced death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny has been clear and to the point. Vice President Harris at a security